You can pay by credit card or debit card. Our operators are standing by. That number is 1-800-280-3414.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
After your taxes are taken out, state, federal, FICA, they get all theirs. Now you got what's left. And you say, well, God, that's what I got. Well, the truth is you got paid what you got paid. And the government didn't ask you to tithe. They just took theirs. And all you could say is amen. And they took care of streets, roads, schools, whatever municipality they need to take care of. But the point is, when we say we're people of God, we say, I'm going to honor you. You'll rarely see a tither needing to borrow money, because they end up learning the principle, okay? And at least from other people. But it also helps you to begin to manage your money well, because you say, and you know I teach this, give God the tenth, but then put something in savings for yourself, a tenth. And if we never get to that point, we'll always be struggling. But you have to stretch in your giving. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 through 3 says, now concerning the money collected for the relief of the saints in Jerusalem, you are to do the same as I directed the churches in Galatia to do. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside in proportion to his prosperity and save it so that no collections will need to be made when I come. When I arrive, I will send whomever you approve with letters of authorization to take your gift of charity and love to Jerusalem. This is concerning needs in the church and the poor. We should be able to give an offering based on how much we make. Everybody don't make the same amount. But don't you know God will bless you based on the proportion you have and the proportion of your heart to give? If I'm making $10,000 a year, versus somebody making $100,000 a year, when I don't give the same amount that the person is giving that's making the 10 or 100 after my tithe. See, your tithe is what it is. If you're making $10,000 a year, then you know your tithe for the year is $1,000. If you're making $10,000 a month, then your tithe for that month is $1,000. But when you're talking about giving to needs, whether that be charity or whether that be some mission that's going on, based on what you make, ask God that you might be able to set something aside based on what you make. He'll let you know what's comfortable. Can't nobody trick you. You know, all right, God, I gave you a tithe. What you want me to give? That's how you do it. You ask God. You say you believe in him. You say he saved you. Amen. Same principle. We have to stretch in our giving. This man stretched in his love. He took time to take care of this individual who had been beaten, had been having his clothes taken off him. He was near dead. Then also he stretched in his giving that he paid for two nights of this man being in the inn. Finally, he stretched in his commitment. He told the innkeeper that whatever's going on, when I come back, I'm going to take care of it. So even after the incident was over, he was still committed to taking care of this man. How many know we need to be committed? And many times we have to stretch in that commitment. We have to stretch. Sometimes it could be a stretch for us just to come on Wednesdays and Sundays. Some of y'all stretch for the revival. But I'm telling you, you got the result from it too. How many can tell they went higher just by coming? And for some of you guys, that was a stretch. You could have stayed at home. You could have made any kind of excuse. You could have listened to the devil. But you stretch yourself. And listen, it's written in heaven. This answer, I don't think we praise God like that in a long time. That was just God answering back, saying, I honor what you did. I'm here. You stretch. Anytime you stretch for God, God is going to answer back. whether it be love, whether it be finances, whether it be commitment. You're committing to God, God will have people be committed to you. Because really what's happening is commitment is now being built into your character. And some of us don't have a committed character. It's just the truth. I remember the prophecy given by Jacob to Reuben. He said, Reuben, you're my oldest son. But he basically said, you unstable. Unstable. You'd be amazed how many people are unstable. Tell us about I'm not unstable. I'm not unstable. I'm unstable. Amen. Now make that confession a reality. Don't be unstable. You know when you can stretch. Now you know when something is just humanly impossible, but you do know when you can stretch. If you stretch, God will honor you. This man stretched. He said, this is a stranger to me. I'm a Samaritan. And for him to say Samaritan, he must have been a Jew. Because that was the point of, one of the points of his story. But he said, take care of it. I'm going to stretch in my commitment. Psalms 37 and 5, I'm closing, says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Sometimes we're committing our way unto ourselves. But I'm telling you, commit your way unto the Lord, and he says, I'll bring it to pass. You put me first. You put my kingdom first. You put my concerns first, and I'm going to take care of you. Some of us out there scratching and struggling and got 55 jobs and all these things trying to do stuff. Just commit to God. Say, God, look, I'm going to commit my life to you, my time to you, and I'm going to have one job, and I'm going to honor you with it, and I'm going to let you take care of me. You'll never move into the realm of faith, always moving by the arm of the flesh. At some point, you have to test him. You have to prove him to see that he's God in that area. Because sometimes we know God is God in some areas, but we don't know him as God in others. We might know him as God in praise, but don't know him as God in love. We might know him as God in love, but don't know him as God in wisdom. We might know him as God in wisdom, but don't know him as God in submission. We might know him as God in submission, but don't know him in God as honor. There's so many different aspects and facets to God to where you have to let God be God in every area. And in every area you allow him to be God, you begin to grow in that area. Then you move towards the full measure and the full stature of who Jesus Christ is. And that's our goal, to grow and to be like him. Give him some AC. Last scripture. Luke chapter 9, verse 22 through 24. You don't have to turn there. I'm closing. The Son of Man must suffer many things. Tell somebody, if he suffered, we have to suffer. We blessed, no doubt. But many people have walked away from the faith, Deacon Smith, simply because they heard the prosperity message and say, it's taking too long. Where my money at? Where my house? Where my ride? Well, that's in the package. But your main thing is being a disciple for Jesus. Your main thing is, when you leave this place, do you go to be with him? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Nudge your neighbor and say, commit, commit, commit. You got to be committed to this. You got to be committed to this. So many people I've seen, and as a pastor, I thank God for prayer. Look at David Dutton say, pray. I'm closing now. Pray, 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 pray. Because you'll have people, man, run this race. Anybody ever watch somebody race, or you ever race? How many of them race before you race? Even if you was, you know, outside and y'all was playing 1, 2, 3 red light. Y'all may not know what that is, but. We had to play 1, 2, 3, you know, a telephone pole to telephone pole. You out there running. Any kind of race. You ran from school. So you got people, man, that start off and they read it. And they start that race. And just go on back. Look at his name and say, finish well. Don't you start this race and quit. Finish well. Way you're going to get the prize is to finish. Even if you're not first, finish. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't listen to the voice of the enemy. You keep on running. Because when you get to the end, you're going to hear your Lord say, well done, my good and faithful. Now enter into the joy. Well, there's no struggling, there's no worry, there's no pain, none of that. You just enter on into the joy. But I want to tell you, you can start right here. But you got to stretch, commitment. It's prayer time. I'm going to prayer. Some of y'all need to ask God to give you a new job. I'm just being honest with you. Jobs that's pulling you out of church. Some folk don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. Don't be scared. He can do it. If he gave you that job, he'd give you another one. You just don't realize he gave that one to you. And some of y'all, now we're in the prophetic, need to ask God, God, what's my business? See, sometimes we have a job mentality. I remember being a kid, and I thought it was the craziest thing in the world to have a business. Why would I want to do that? That's a whole lot of responsibility. I'd rather go work with somebody, punch that clock, let them take care of me. I thought that as a kid. I couldn't understand, hey, your own business. But then there are people that are trained, I'll never work for anybody. Both of them are extremes. What you want to do is, if you are on a job, ask God, God, what is my purpose? Have you called me to some type of business? Then you work on that job long enough to get finances to start the business he's giving you. For some of us, it's ministry. You work on that job long enough to go into the ministry he's giving you. But you weren't called to be on a clock every day, especially if it's taking you out of church. I pray I sound nice. Y'all came back, so I must be all right. I'm working on it. Amen. Sometimes I think I come across a little hard. But the truth of the matter is, God has called us to commitment. Let me read the scripture. Y'all know what it says, but we're going to read it anyhow. Luke 9:22-24 says, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes. How many know Jesus was perfect and he still got rejected? I'm going to say that again. Jesus was perfect and he was still rejected. So how many know we're going to be rejected too? And we're not perfect, Brittany. And we still got rejected. So if Jesus being perfect got rejected, don't worry when people reject you. You just keep loving God. You keep smiling. When you go on your job or your business, you work hard. Amen. See, I'm realizing now I'm in the soul winning, discipleship making, discipleship sending business. Soul winning, discipleship making, disciple sending business. What do I mean? In other words, it's my job every day. I need to at least plant the seed in the heart of one soul, at least every day. One soul. That's my job. Two, raising up disciples is what we're doing right now. Teach you what does the Word of God say in a systematic format that if you want to receive it, you can. But then after raising up disciples, those who say, you know what? I want to go further in this. Sending you into ministry. Whether that be out of this church, in this church, or wherever. Saints, let me say this. I close. I promise you. Pray for me. As I close. There's a whole world out here, whole world. And the whole world needs Jesus. If they already have him, they need him to have more of them. Notice how I put that. If they don't have him, they need you to share him with them. All of us got a job to do. Amen. And I'm going to tell y'all, don't get caught up in me. I love y'all. Glad you're here. But when it's my time to go, I have to go. Hear me, for the kingdom. But your thing is make sure you're doing your part. Because I'm not going anywhere because I'm mad or offended. No. Sometimes you got a season where now God takes you to another place to expand you. And you don't want to move out of that too soon. When I do move on from this place, it won't be a disconnection. I'll still be connected. But I've been humbled myself for 18 years. See, a lot of times people don't stay in church that long. Devil take them out 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they're out. See, I had many opportunities. Me and my bishop, I'm about 25, 26, and we doing early morning prayer, 6 in the morning. First incident, I just don't understand this man. I don't understand it, man. I'm in the Air Force at that time. I'm crying. What's wrong with this man? You know, just couldn't get along. End up, he crying. I'm crying more. You know,